Because that we call it harvesting your talent or harvesting your idea. You can see that in this model, the most important is the blue one, right? How to motivate, inspire people in the tourism sector to work at maximum benefit. That's why we call people management. Managing people. Okay, so this is why the maximum benefit for universities, people in this room, is not to produce human capital, but you got to know how to make sure that those people get highly motivated. Work for you. Yeah, this is something in the future we can work together. And I like to suggest the trend. This is a new trend in the world. That's so important that people in tourism sector, first they must have happiness. Second, whoever is running the organization, they must respect employees. You cannot treat employee like a factor of production. And third, you have to give them dignity. And fourth, you have to think about long-term sustainability. Okay. These are the most important area of motivation. You see, when you teach motivation in normal classes, that you know, you talk about Maslow, you talk about need of individual. When you have enough food to eat, then you go for something else because self-actualization. That's important too. But I think the most important is the need of individual in the future. For example, in Thailand, the most important motivation for women is not about money. Work-life balance. You know, my staff, if they have young children, I let them work at home. But only work that they do at home does not conflict with what they achieve at the office. I have flexible hours. I don't mean to recommend to all of you, be careful. But I'm talking about what motivates people to work for you. But for Myanmar, you have to go step by step because you still need to increase basic requirement. You're still in the first three stages of Maslow, security of life. But one day you become world famous in tourism sector, you go for high level, you go for quality of life, you go for happiness, you go for no most important area of human capital management is about intangible. You see people, you have to understand them deeply. Okay? So this is something I want to share with you. I don't have much time. And finally, how to overcome difficulties. See, human capital is not about macro to micro. It's not about cultivation, it's not about motivation, it's about obstacles that prevent people to maximize benefit. Sometimes we call it leadership. CEO of many companies don't invest in people. Sometimes people don't understand corporate culture. Cultures of their companies. So there are so many problems in overcome difficulties. And a key success factor, see? Leadership. In the future you need smart HR. You see HR in the future. Smart. You need to have shared vision. And one day Madame and I can talk about learning organization, something in the future. And happiness of the organization. Okay? All right. Okay. Sorry, we spent a bit more time. Okay, exactly 10, half an hour. So you have 10 minutes, okay? Each one of you, each table, write down three things you learned from my lecture this morning about human capital and human resources that will benefit tourism sector in Myanmar. Three things, okay? And each table should talk about projects, one project each in human capital that you want to work together with Thailand. So Madam can take all the comments for further cooperation. And if you want to use flip chart, you're welcome. Each table should set up one chairman. I only give you 10 minutes. And then report to the class. Okay. You can start now. 10 minutes only.
มาปริ้นให้เขาหน่อยที่หัวข้อเขาจะจำได้นี่ไงกำลังจะไป